Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Search, Deploy, Commit. I'm here with LF, Clan League Manager, and also the Clan Leader of the Hawks. Thank you for joining us.
Jake, nice to be here.
We're really excited to have you. I think when I was hearing about Clan League coming up, and then on top of that, you're already a clan leader, and I'm trying to talk to as many clan leaders as possible. Was super excited for this interview, so thank you for being here. And I'm going to jump right into it with a question because I'm really curious how you came up with the name LF yourself.
Yeah, good question. When I began to play Warzone, or back then it was Warlight, I joined a lot of big FFAs, and I liked actually that my name would be very high in this initial list of players. So I searched for something which would be alphabetically very high in this list, and then I found this text emoticon, and
Nice.
because then I thought, okay, so the people have to call me something. They cannot say, copying this emoticon would be probably really hard every time. So I thought, okay, what could I put behind this? And this emoticon looked like it would fight, kind of. And so the name came, Let's Fight.
I
That's
love it.
about it.
That's awesome. That's so great. So it's all about getting higher up on the list. That's really cool. So what was that like? You said you were starting in FFAs. Did you, I always ask everybody, right? This is usually my first question. What was your first game in Warzone? How did you get started?
The first game actually wasn't a one versus one open game. Back then in 2011, it actually has been. It was a different account. But yeah, it was really bad. I think 2011 I played like four games and then closed Warzone because, or Warlight when it was called like this. And I don't know. 4 years later, then I thought, actually, this game was fun. Probably I'm better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started then again this game and found more fun in this game than 4 years before. So
Wow.
yeah, so
That's
things can
awesome.
be. And since then, I'm actually constantly playing this game. So yeah.
That's awesome. So, I think appreciate a little bit of insight into yourself. I think I'm sure plenty of people are curious, about some of those questions. But really the big part of, why we have you here is to talk about Clan League and, get everybody excited for the upcoming season, which starts on, is it January 1, or is there official start date, or is it next year?
It's next year, starting in January. Now I have to admit I have the dates not up to. I think we want to start 15th.
Okay.
Let me check
That's
before I
okay.
say something I regret later. I will have to check.
That's okay. So we know January is the starting point. So, I think you and before we get too much into Clan League, which I really want to sort of sink our teeth into, you asked me You asked me not to ask about the Hawks, which you are the leader of, right? But give me one of your favorite parts of being, you know, in your clan, and then, you know, obviously as a leader of the Hawks.
Yeah, I think the special about clans is generally that you have a community that you can play, which supports you either if you're winning or also if you're losing, giving tips and playing together as to grow as clan. And that's I think the great part in Hawks, and I think also in other clans. And that's I think also the main part in Clan League, that you have a team behind you, or learn to play this game in a group and have fun with this. So
yeah, no, that's really great overview. And I think, you know, it's you sort of lead into my next question. You know, this is Clan League 16 that we're on. You know, give us the quick overview of, you know, what this is, maybe one for newer players and one for the vets that have maybe been here for all 16.
Oh, I think the amount of players who have been there for all 16 seasons is very low, if there's any. I don't know, actually. I myself came to Clan League in Clan League 7. That was also the first appearance of Hawks in this competition. And I think if you start in Clan League, a good thing is don't expect too much. Do not expect to win your first season directly. I think that could be only frustrating, but take it as a chance to play something together with your clan, with your players there. And if you lose, okay, and if you win, it's better. So
yeah,
you only can win as new clan.
Yeah, that's a really, I think that's a really great statement. You know, you can only win as a new clan because you're just a part of season 16. So that's great. I think, you know, what are you personally, you know, looking forward to the most with season 16?
Yeah. Well, a challenge for me was, what I've set a goal to myself is speaking with a lot of clans and making them want to join Clan League. So in the past weeks, I indeed contacted now about 80 clans indeed, and about 30 clans are now in. So I think that's actually a good quote. So
and
I hope to make Clan League bigger again and focus more interest into Clan League. I mean, now there are other competitions more promoted in Warzone, like Clan Wars, for example, where you have this flashing button to every time slot. Back then in Clan League 7, it was for sure that Clan League was the only competition where clans could compete in. And this is now not anymore the case. So there you need someone who kind of is like a flashing button, writing you emails and, hey,
sure,
don't you want to join Clan League with your clan? It's a super competition, of course. And just try it out. So, you definitely need to make people aware that this clan league exists, and this is, or playing in a clan is not reduced only in to clan wars. There's not only a real-time competition, but you can also play a clan league in a clan competition in a multi-day format.
Yeah, obviously, I think there's a lot of benefits to having a clan, you know, committed into a competition like this, where it's not just, you know, a passing game. This is the premier league of Warzone. So, you know, it is really a great time of competitiveness, but not just individually, but as a team, as a clan. And I think that's a big draw for Clan League. So I think it would be really cool for not just, you know, us to talk about, but also for the clans to get a little bit of a deeper and closer look into the different divisions. And, you know, I think I'm going to just let us start with Division D, because you told me before the interview, you said you were super excited to discuss Division D, and, you know, why is this important to you, as the Hawks have been in the higher tiers for a while now?
Yeah, what means we have been in a higher tier for a long period now. We've played the past two seasons for sure in Division A, and yeah, it's still kind of that. Yeah, it's still a big honor to play in Division A, but I think the most part of the seasons from Clan League 7 to 15, which was the last season, we have played in the lower divisions too. So, and yeah, as every clan, you start in the lower division. So we started in Clan League 7 there too, and actually we were really good. I've made some research or tried to remember back to the time when we started there, and yeah, actually this results are really, really bad. We had 3 1-1 tournaments where we actually booted out. So 3 tournaments where we went 0-6. And then in the team games too, we had also a lot of boots. But fortunately for us, some of our opponents booted even more. So although we booted so much, we got second last. And yeah, this gave us a hint. So if we do not place all the players into the slots who have a boot rate of more than 20% or so, how well would we do then? If we just yeah, look a little bit closer to who plays what template. And the season after, I think we got then 3rd of 7 clans. That has been quite a step forward. And yeah, this kind of, if you put a little bit work into it, it's a joy to see that it's actually working. And yeah,
that's awesome. Then, and I think
you get a feedback in your clan, so you win a game, and other players of your clan are celebrating with you. Wow, yeah, great match, great fight, and now we got 3 points, and now we need only 5 more points also to catch the next clan who is 1 rank higher than us. This is just a group feeling, a clan feeling that is developing. And I think that's also a great, great point of Clan League, which makes it special.
Yeah, right. And I think, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like as of this interview, there's 11 new clans in this is Division D, I believe, correct?
Correct. I think it's 11.
Wow.
But it's about this, about this range it should be. Yeah, so it's definitely another point where we have to discuss about in the Clan League panel, how we want to introduce so many clans into the league. I mean, if you may know, Clan League divisions have a size of 7. So the question will be how to seed 11 clans into groups of 7. And there we need to find some ideas, but I think we can do this.
Oh, yeah. I'm confident in you. You and the rest of the Clan League, you guys can do it. But it's exciting to see all these new clans and to see how, you know, which one of them will rise to the top. You know, I think, you know, some of these clans I've definitely come across before, but, you know, some of them like Battle Wolves and XL Sparta, some of them I've never seen myself in matches. So very, very excited.
I also think there's a good part of clans who's more silent, actually, and not so much checking forums and being part of the community yet. But I think it's a good thing to head out to them, let them know, hey, here's a clan competition, you can play in multi-day. And usually it's then, contacted this many clans, I often got feedback and, wow, yeah, cool. That's, I did not know that this existed. Thanks for letting me know. And
Wow. So, I mean, some real players could come out of Division D that nobody's aware of. Which would, it's an exciting venture. So we're excited. Best of luck to all the teams in that first year. Kind of moving on from that division, it looks like Division C, you know, we have the four clans, Core, Harmony, Brothers in Arms, and then Grandmaster Clan. Obviously, I don't want to buy, you know, I don't want to skip over Partisans, but those clans, they all advanced, I'm assuming, from last year, correct?
Yes. Well, we have to see how many clans of the we have played the seasons before were signing up. So the divisions, which clans play in which divisions, that may change during the next month. So might be that some of the ones you just named play in B, because some clans who are meant to play in Division B do not sign up, and someone else would take their slot.
Take that spot, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah. But
is Division B and A pretty solid set at this point in time, or would you say there's still things that need to move around there or potential for?
Sorry, I talked while you...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Part two, so I only understood the second half of the question. Sorry.
I'll repeat it. So the clans that are in the top two divisions, those may change as we get closer to the start of Clan League.
Division A has yet all clans signed up already. So we are seven, all the seven clans that are meant to play in AO. So signed up. And in B, I think, let me check that we have now six of seven clans signed up. Who is missing? WG is missing, but I think they won't sign up.
Okay.
So the next of Division C would then probably, or yeah, then most likely
move up into that if they don't fill the bracket, because a bracket full is seven, correct, officially?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. So, I mean, obviously, you know, the goals for a lot of these lower tier clans is to get into these higher tiers, you know, sort of staying in C and B for a second. You know, how many of those clans maybe were a Division A clan or maybe have been working their way up slowly over the past few years that have stood out to you?
Yeah, good question. Well, for example, Lufret is similar to Hawks, I think. Interesting fact, actually, that Lufret has started to play Clan League in the same division as Hawks started. So it also was Clan League 7. But whereas Hawks actually played all the seasons till now, Lufret had, I think, some seasons, the gap, one or two seasons, and then started again in D, but then straight up promoted from Division D to C to B, and then finally to A. So that's also a cool story.
Actually, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Which of the clans from Division B do you feel has a really good chance of advancing to Division A?
Good question. It's also, a lot depends on the lineup they will then send in, but I think Blitz has a good chance. M-Hunters too, I mean, in my eyes, a very good clan. I show this in Clan Wars 2. And over the past seasons, they have at least always been a very good opponent to us in Clan League when we've played them. So always to take serious. And everything else, it's sometimes you don't know what happens in Clan League. Everything can happen. You know, or you probably have know this story, the last two seasons in A, for example. It's always the last two seasons, the former winner of Clan League was a clan who was then relegated. So last Clan League 14, FCC has won, and then last season, Clan League 15, they relegated. The season before this, it was Clan League 13. It was then as Ninja has won Clan League, and the season after they relegated. So it can happen everything.
Right. Yeah. It takes a lot to stay in that top division. I'm assuming.
I'm looking there, especially now on Master Clan, who has won the last season. So who knows what happens?
Yeah. Right. I mean, and that's the exciting part of the league, right? Is that all of these things? It all depends on the players and who's been learning and who's been growing. So I think it's all very exciting. You know, from what's been going on. And I think a big part of that is obviously ongoing improvement and the competitions and, you know, making sure everyone stays consistent. I do want to ask you kind of a specific question, you know, because obviously you have the Nestlings in Division D, and I know that's, I suppose you could call it your farm clan. Do you feel that other high tier clans should adapt to having farm clans after several of them have gone on to leave and then start their own major clans, you know, and sort of were farm teams, but ended up becoming their own powerhouses in their own right? Do you think that that's still something that clans should work towards adding, because that has happened in the past?
Sorry, I have to, but I did not quite understand the question.
Sure, yeah. So do you feel that other high tier clans should have their own sister or farm clans for new players after some of them have gone to start, you know, sort of branch off on their own after that happens?
I think that can every clan decide on their own. I mean, we in Hawks, we have the Nestlings clan, which we initially created to just have a look on players who want to join Hawks, if they would be a fit for us, not only skill-wise, but primarily if their attitude would be a fit to us. So if they're relaxed enough, or are they actually steadily causing drama, then we would say, okay, you might be a good player, but well, for our community, you might not be the best fit. That's why we initially created Nestlings, and now we also decided to have Nestlings be part of Clan League and just see what comes out of it. And how other clans want to do it, I think that's their decision. I am relatively neutral to farming clans or all this kind of clan. So shall everyone do how we want?
Yeah. Couple other questions before we kind of wrap it up. I know this is one of our longer episodes, but I really wanted to take the time to talk about each individual team and, not each individual team per se, but the different divisions at least, and talk about, you know, obviously how each team can advance and some of the previous histories from before. You know, how can other clans or, you know, people join in Clan League if they've never done it before?
How you can join Clan League? I mean, as said, I'm contacting a lot of clans, so they have someone they can contact to if they have any questions. New clans, you can feel free to contact me. Asking questions, how they what they need to do, and or till when they have to do which things. I'm glad to help there, and I'm looking forward to more sign-ups. Even so, do not hesitate to sign up. Yay.
Yeah, definitely don't hesitate. So everybody should reach out to you if they're considering having their clan join Clan League at this point in time, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. One other question I had, in regards to Clan League, obviously it's kicking off in January. What is the best way for people to get updates on Clan League as the season progresses?
Usually we have always scorekeepers for every division. So scorekeepers would create forum threads and post their FA one every week or so, an update how the standings are, which games finished. And so you actually have always a feeling how the season goes. Also, there's a spreadsheet to Clan League you can visit. So this is a little bit more up to date, but you cannot always see which games actually have been finished since the last time you have watched in. But you would also always have the current up-to-date standings in there. I think I've posted that also in the thread, this spreadsheet, under the flags and under the bold written text, I have
Perfect.
put in the Clan League spreadsheet. So when you click on this, you can see already at least the template of the spreadsheet. This will be filled with data and with the clans later on when we actually start Clan League. And then you can go into this and check the standings. I
That's
think,
great. That's
that's
awesome because I think even for people that are obviously in Clan League, they want to know where they sit. But then, people like myself on the outside, I think it would be fun to it's good to know where things are sitting in the season. So that's good information to have. For yourself, oh, go
I
ahead.
also just checked when Clan League starts. This is the 15th January. This is then the first games
Perfect.
to be created. This was from the beginning of the interview question, which
Yes.
was still open.
So January 15th is the kickoff. Wow,
So
best of
it is.
luck to all the players and the teams. We're excited for season 16 LF and obviously, thank you for all the work you do on that. Before we wrap it up, I have two questions that I love to ask everybody, and I think everybody would be curious to hear, your thoughts on this. But as a player, what are some of the things you would like to see improved inside of Warzone? Maybe even from a Clan League perspective. I'm not going to lead you into should Warzone integrate Clan League into the game itself, but.
Nice window popping up. Clan League sign-ups are open now. That would be awesome, I think.
Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, I don't let me keep you that from being your only answer. If there's other things you'd like to see improved.
There's probably a lot to mention, but currently, don't know, didn't make thoughts about it prior to this
Well,
interview.
that's good. I mean, that means you must be happy with the game, and obviously, outside of integrating Clan League, I think that's definitely something that's in front of mind. What is it then, LF, that has stood out to you? You mentioned how you left the game and came back. What is it that kept you around after you did that?
It's always the community, of course, that I learned and has developed in Hawks and in Warzone in general, but also it's always when playing Warzone, it's a brain challenge, kind of always to think, okay, how could I pick, how could I develop a strategy to beat my opponent, and how to use my position or my income advantage or whatever I have to decide the game for me. So this is always a different challenge because no board is the same, and every opponent plays different kind of, and yeah, so like other people doing crosswords and Sudoku, I play Warzone, and it's always been a challenge to play this game, and yeah.
I love it. I love it. That's such a great answer. And thank you, LF, for joining us and discussing, even the little bits about your clan, the Hawks, and Clan League in general. Really, really excited for this upcoming season. And thank you for all that you do and bring to the game Warzone, which we're all here for. For anybody that's listening to this podcast, right? You are truly a Warzone player and a fan. So thank you for playing and for being a part of the community.
Thank you too for the interview and for the chance to share my thoughts and ideas.
Certainly, certainly. And thank everybody for listening. Please join us in the next one, and we'll wrap it up with that. Take care.